por favor, homie. A courtesy flush, perro. A courtesy flush.
Welcome back, guys. Dude. This is the first video podcast on the Courtesy Flush.
I don't know if you can tell or not, man. I'm pretty hyped.
I'm kind of nervous. We got my boy Saif Ali here in Melrose. We got young Jamie Hassan in the back.
Yes, sir. So is this like the first visual Courtesy Flush podcast we're having?
Yeah, this is the first visual. The last podcast we recorded was you were just on your car off the whim. I don't know what that was.
We came a long way from that.
That was like, that was early this year, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we're taking the visual virginity from this
whole
thing, man.
This is my first time in the studio.
It's a W right there.
Double V, yeah. So I'm glad to be in a studio right now.
Yeah, it's an honor. Shout out to Ari, man.
Shout out Ari Manis. Shout out your YouTube. I'll tag you on Instagram. But this is a different vibe from what I'm used to. I'm just usually in my couch playing like GTA or something.
That's how everybody's life has been lately, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With all the
COVID.
Of course, yeah, man. That's why you're just taking extra precautions and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think so far, like, you know, you gotta all a shout out to you too, bro. Because like you've been going through all these like connections and stuff, having conversations with like Ray William Johnson.
Yeah.
You got all these blue checks in your DMs, man. It's crazy.
I mean, it's LA, man. Everyone knows everybody, you know, rule 7.
That's the blessing of living in LA, man. You got all these opportunities and you're like actually taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's great for you, man.
So guys, I'm not really an expert at anything here. I'm talking to the audience, but I have like a general understanding of stuff on like what I'm doing, but we're really like we're really relying on luck right now. But, you know,
no, I think it'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Yeah, for sure.
I'm just hoping that, you know, it's just one of many.
Yeah, it's one of many.
So we just have to make sure we're taking the right steps and everything.
Yeah, I'm just going to get right into it. I'm not going to lie. Podcasts are very inspired by Joe Rogan.
Of course.
And he left. He left Los Angeles, man.
He's in Texas now.
He's in Texas.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense because, you know, he was tired of all the restrictions at LA. I really commend him for that because there's too many restrictions going on in LA. Like, this is one of the, like, now they started having haircuts at barbershops.
Yeah.
But it's still very restricted among other things. Cause, I mean, it's in a way, it's okay because we're being safer.
Yeah.
But I still think, like, it's a little over the top.
Yeah.
But then again, numbers are still going up. People are still being people. So,
I was on the way here. I was actually surprised of like how many hipsters didn't have their mask. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I walked here. You guys have cars.
Dude, all of the nice areas in LA are just like
they don't care.
They got tents of like homeless people living.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nice houses, like just big houses right in front of it. The kids have to walk in looking at needles on the ground.
Ooh.
And just like bunch of like Trump 2020 posters on like tents of homeless people living in there. It's wild, man.
Yeah, man. The rich want to stay
wild.
Rich.
So yeah, Joe Rogan really made the right move, man.
Yeah, but the thing that did was it left the Comedy Store wide open. A lot of spots are opening.
Dude,
it's
for the taking right
for
now.
For the taking right now.
It's up for grabs. It's like Michael Jordan just retired.
Yeah, literally, he just took a break right
who's
now.
Who's gonna be next?
I'm gonna put my money on Andrew Schultz.
That's what I was gonna say. That Andrew Schultz.
This guy, like, I've been watching Flagrant 2 for like the past week and stuff.
I think he has like more of like a better position than comedy. I don't think he's just gonna stop at comedy.
No, yeah.
You know?
He has like a really good stage presence. He's a really good guy.
You know what would be even cooler? Like, you know how Bill Burr and all these people have been like doing live podcasts?
Yeah.
Like, would just do a podcast in front of all these people. Would you do something like that?
I'd be down, but right now we're taking baby steps.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm saying.
That's on Courtesy Flush. All right?
Courtesy Flush.
There's actually a toilet not so far from here, man. Courtesy Flush.
Courtesy Flush, man. That's going to be crazy.
Courtesy Flush. We got the halal water, bro.
What's haram water, bro? What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. But like Flagrant 2, I've been watching that a lot. So addicting.
You put me on Flagrant 2.
Really?
Yeah, you put me on that. I did not know Andrew Schultz did podcasts.
Yeah, I knew he did another one with Charlamagne, but I didn't really like that much. I
like
the.
I don't like Charlamagne.
You don't? Yeah. I don't know if he's
not gonna. I mean, dude, that's why it's an honor though. Like, even though even if 10 people watch this, it's gonna be like straight up. Like, I'll be okay with that. That's a win for me.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I'm able to like interact with anybody, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Like, this is. I'm like still surprised. Like, this is surreal. Like, I've been doing podcasts on my phone. phone end. Like, this is a huge step, man.
Of course.
I feel like Akash Singh.
Yeah, man, that's what happens. You just got to keep doing it, and eventually more opportunities will come. Like, this is just proof in the pudding right now.
Yeah, this is just how it goes, bro.
Like, what else is there?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, while I was walking here, they opened up Dave's Hot Chicken at Fairfax.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You saw that?
I saw that. Dude, I saw that in, like, the news, like, a couple months ago when, like, the rioting was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were, like, looting and stuff. People were, like, literally a burning building right next to that.
There was hella looting here. I forgot. It was YG or something that posted, like, Fairfax.
Dude, I think down the stairs, like, there was, like, posters of 6ix9ine's new album, Tattletales. I think that was the same poster that he went up to, like, ripped off. Because I saw parts of it ripped off because he was so mad that his album didn't end up on the charts.
Yeah.
So he was just like, you know what? My mom still thinks I'm a winner, so I'll just rip it off, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it was the same area exactly, but it looks similar.
Yeah. Fairfax is crazy, man. But yeah, talking about Dave's, I think we were at Irvine Spectrum, and I told you about Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah.
Did you ever try it?
No, never.
It's like so bomb.
Is it good?
Dude.
Okay, I'm going to get home on it.
Yeah. People say it's overrated, though, because like it's so hyped up. But
it's the halal that gives it a plus.
Definitely. I feel like it was a lot better before when it was still up and coming. Now, like, they've gone all mainstream. It's just
yeah,
like,
I mean, quality takes a dip, but
yeah. But it's still fire, though.
Yeah.
Like, you'll love it.
I feel like in, like, early 2019, it was just, like, Muslim people who knew about it.
Yeah.
But then now, like, all my homies know about it. I'm like, what? Like,
my friend is all like, dude, I don't think they're really halal, bro. Like, he's like, I feel like they're just doing that for the Muslim community.
Just for the, I mean, because, like, if you open up a restaurant these days and you just call it halal, it's like, it's going to pop.
But I've met the owner. He's, like, actually a Muslim guy. He drives, like, a blue BMW with a hot chicken license plate on.
The Arabic guy?
Dude, big Arabic guy, bro. With, like, a mullah beard and everything, bro. Crazy.
Mullah beard?
Bro, he could be a sheikh in, like, a different life or something, bro. He's wild.
Saif Ali Sheikh.
Nah, he's a cool guy, though. He was, like, when I saw him, he was, like, serving people's foods and stuff. He was, like, really grinding at it. So, like, I can tell he's a hard worker.
Yeah.
So, shout out to that guy, man. He's really gotten our taste buds in a different wave right now.
For real. Oh, man. Like, this place, Melrose, like, I don't know. This place is, like, super special to me for some reason. You know, if I timed my life correctly, this would have been like the perfect spot for me in the world, because like there's a high school down the street, Fairfax High School. There's a comic book shop that offered me a job before COVID.
Oh, really? What was it like?
I mean, it's cool. Like, I would have worked there.
Yeah.
And then there's open mics here. There's like three, obviously. Bert's
You've been to some, right? Yeah. Bert's Backroom is like your go-to.
Yeah, it's like go-to. And then there's like Flashback Comedy Mic.
I've always wanted to go. I've never been to a comedy show.
You haven't.
You've never been to a comedy show. I've only seen him on like
YouTube Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a completely different
vibe.
I already know.
Yeah. Like, the only time I've actually been to a stand-up was like at my cousin's wedding, where like they just hired some random comedian.
I'm the random guy. I've
and
done
he was
that.
Funny. He was
I do those.
Funny.
Really? I do those. I'm the random guy that goes at weddings.
Dude,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
I should have seen that, man. That would have been crazy.
I'm pretty sure I have a video of it. But
I could definitely tell that it's a completely different experience.
Oh yeah, because like on Netflix, everything is so produced and stuff. And you know, Joe Rogan on Netflix versus him on the Comedy Store is completely different.
I also heard like one of the big no-nos of watching like stand-ups like online is like, don't use subtitles.
Subtitles?
Because it'll just give away the whole bit.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, a lot of Instagram comedians they edit their subtitles in. Just because normal people would just drawn to it more or something.
It's my go-to is just Netflix though, and then I started watching some Fahim Anwar's stand-up.
That's my guy right there. Dude. Shout out Fahim,
dude.
That's my guy.
Big things, bro, for him, bro.
Yeah. Fahim Anwar, I met him a couple times. He's a really nice guy, and even his podcast was probably an inspiration for Courtesy Flush, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, his homie Ali Baluch and Fahim, I was listening to their podcast before I got into comedy. And when I was hearing it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot. You know, like, it doesn't hurt going to an open mic. And when I went to my first open mic, it was actually a good experience.
So it all started with Fahim.
Like, yeah. Like, I was just inspired. I like, texted Ali Baluch, and I was like, hey, yo, can you give me any tips for stand-up and stuff? He's like, yeah, just listen to these episodes and, like, those delve deep into stand-up and stuff. So I've been listening to Fahim for, like, over a year now. So. It's a lot of good information because he's been in the business for like a really long time. He's been in it for like 18 years.
That's
older than me.
That's the biggest thing when it comes to this kind of profession. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of commitment to like actually make a dent in it.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle started when he was 16.
How old is he now?
I have no clue. Late 30s?
Like no, he's not. He is like at least 50, bro.
Fahim Anwar?
No, no, no. Oh. Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Fahim is like, yeah, I know he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
But like you said, Dave Chappelle started when he was like 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like.
But he achieved GOAT status like early 2000s.
Oh yeah, more like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't even alive. Were you alive for that, Hassan?
What?
Dave Chappelle's like his prime.
Oh yeah.
Before he left.
Yeah,
kind of old. Yeah. Nah, it's cool. But like, yeah, Dave Chappelle, he's been at it for a minute, man. Like, what a great guy. Did you see 8 minutes and 41 seconds?
No.
It was like
is that his new special?
Yeah, he just put it out on YouTube.
YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, it was about like Black Lives Matter.
I know he also has a new Netflix special. Oh wait, I think I watched that.
Or yeah, 8 minutes 26 and stuff. I said 8 minute 41 because it sounded right, but okay. Something 8 minute something, and yeah. It was pretty good.
It was the one with the Bible in his hand and stuff like that, right?
I don't know, I forgot, but it, the whole general topic was about George Floyd and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was like at the memorial or something like that. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I think it was just his crib, man.
But yeah. Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the wrong thing then, but yeah. I know he came out with a new special on Netflix.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
He's GOAT, man. The Bird Revelation is probably one of my favorite Netflix specials.
And then the most controversial one, which I think was the funniest one, was Sticks and Stones.
Sticks and Stones.
Sticks and Stones was crazy, and like all the critics were like, you know, this is a.
Oh, they gave him a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for that. That's when you know like reviews don't matter. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about it.
That's, yeah, like, everyone was just, because he made a lot of, like, transgender jokes.
Yeah.
And all these, like, about that, Chinese people and
was
whatnot.
He wearing a green jumpsuit?
Yeah. He looked like he was going to war or something, man. He was ready for battle. He was ready for all the backlash he was receiving because he knew what he was going to say was, like, something else.
Yeah, so, college started for us SMC boys.
Whole different vibe.
Whole different vibe, man. Super, super different vibe because of a pandemic for me. But how are your classes going?
Right now, it's a lot better because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to the fact that they don't have to go through the whole commute of going to school and back because, like, that you could have used all that time for, like, actually putting in the work for school. But then again, also just staying at home all the time, you know, it's just... It can get kind of, like, annoying at times.
Over time, it takes a toll on you.
There's a lot of... All kinds of just different things.
Especially in an ethnic household. You know what I mean?
Dude, like a lot of ethnic households could be quiet, but not mine. There's always like one thing I have to do. And then right when I'm down and comfortable and I'm ready to put in work, Sefi! Come here, beta!
Biryani? She's going to hear that part.
Yeah, exactly. I hope they learn from this part, bro.
Oh, God. Like, so,
it's wild.
You vibing with your classes?
Yeah.
This is your last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Oh.
For sure. Yeah, man. I'm done after this because I need to move on to bigger things, I guess.
Next step.
What about you?
This is my first, ever, you know, college classes and stuff.
Oh,
and
really?
It's pretty chill. I didn't realize how much freedom you would have.
Mm.
And it's like, it's easy to like lose hand of things because like nowadays you could just be like, I'm not feeling like I'm going to go to class.
Especially, yeah, you got all these resources like right at
front
of you. And you just got to take advantage of them. That's what a lot of people don't do.
Yeah.
Especially at where we're at. So just make sure you're taking advantage of them, bro. You got this.
Yeah, man. I'm just grinding those modules out, you know?
Those modules, those DOK3s, those... stressful situations, anxiety, procrastination,
assignments, quizzes, all that stuff. We got a long ways to go, man.
Sure.
You're done with that, Hassan, aren't you?
Oh man, you lucky.
Never again.
Sheesh.
You know,
he doesn't have to think about that ever again.
You know, people still say, like older people, like when they're done with school, even like 5 years later, they still get like nightmares. Like, oh shit, I gotta do a quiz. Do you still have that?
Yeah, sometimes on Saturdays.
I gotta do a quiz.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Saturdays.
Yeah, I can have it on. Is fucking horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
School, that is.
Damn.
But at the end, it's rewarding. You get paid at the end.
Okay. Okay.
You did get paid, homie.
Okay. Yeah. Then there's an incentive for it all.
Yeah. Exactly. Obviously, man.
Saturdays, so they get you.
That's crazy, dude. Yeah. That's why, like, I feel like more people would actually like put in the work at school if there was like an incentive for it, because you're just paying money to absorb all this information that you may or may not ever use.
I mean, my incentive is just to get educated, man. You gotta have a degree these days. There's no way.
Of course, man. And then there's like all these people like trying to get you out of it. Like, you know, it's a scam.
Oh yeah.
And all this stuff. Like,
I wouldn't say it's a scam, but it has lost a lot of value.
There's definitely a lot of pros and cons to it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but if you're brown, you just got to do it.
Like, no, that's a must, man.
There's no other way.
You could like get a degree and then I don't know. proceed to like do some other stuff, like try to become a rapper or something.
Yeah,
you know.
But you gotta have a fallback.
You gotta like. There's no way. Exactly, man.
There's no way.
That's why. Yeah, you just wanted to do stand up.
Yeah.
Like you didn't want to like completely go as it, like it's gonna pay the bills and all that.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Because like as like a long term goal for me, like I don't really want to be like Kevin Hart famous or Kevin Hart big. Like that's not something I want to be.
That'd
you know?
Be crazy though.
It would be crazy, but like I don't know that life. Garden. It's pretty more money, more problems, you know.
Exactly. What do you think about like being all scrutinized by people? Like, cause these like Kevin Hart
lost his Oscar job from getting canceled.
Dude, they're just trying to find a way to cancel anybody.
Yeah,
it's
just
so sensitive, bro. It's really dumb because what was it for?
Like, it was like homophobic tweet.
Yeah, yeah,
from a really
long time ago. And then they're like, you can do it if you apologize. And then he's like, I ain't apologize. I quit. I'm not.
You know, I'm pretty sure it was Ellen. Who asked to apologize or something, or really? Like come on the show and apologize, and she got canceled too.
What a twist!
Did you hear about that, Hassan? Ellen got canceled. The show's canceled.
Thank God.
Sure. Yeah, right.
Yeah, why would you ask someone that though?
Have you ever looked at the audience before?
Come to my show and apologize, and we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever? You know when it pans to the audience,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
so white. Everyone's just super super white. You know.
Yeah.
My sister.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that.
Yeah, they went.
Uh-huh.
Shootings and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, so yeah. They had to like be the audience who had to like clap and like laugh and whatever.
Apparently, like she said that they were all fake and everything and like.
Yeah, cause isn't there like a sign that like tells you what to do?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what they do on all the game shows and stuff like that, bro.
Yeah.
It's so like forced.
You know, no knock on Ellen or anything, but she had a stand-up special called like Unrelatable or Relatable or something.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't watch it, bro. Like, I saw, like, 10 minutes, and I was
No, but you have to, like, in a way, you have to, like, respect Ellen.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, she's been at it for a minute,
being
but...
the way she is, like, just, like, as a lesbian woman, she's not... Yeah. She wasn't, like, you know how tough they had it, especially back in the day?
Yeah.
And, like, actually trying to break through an industry where, like, nobody, like, accepts you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's very... You have to work 10 times harder, and that's what she did.
Yeah.
So, that's why it's, like, it's... In a way, you gotta respect her, but then again, like if all these allegations are true and everything, then I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. She's not really like she didn't do anything that crazy. She's just mean to the staff.
Oh,
I mean, okay.
That's
not,
probably more to it, though. You never
yeah,
know.
There's probably some more deeper like stuff. But what we know is that she wasn't that nice to her staff and stuff. But you know, I feel like people like that, like Ellen's been at it for so long. I think you know you got to put some new people in. You know.
That's why, yeah. There's always new people popping up.
Yeah,
out of
James Corden and stuff. He's like down the street.
I think the James Corden.
He's like down the street, right? The James Corden recording studio.
Oh yeah. Right behind Farmer's Market.
Yeah, he's right there. Yeah, all the carpool karaoke, they all just drive off there, and there's always people like just camping there just for, you know, get a picture with like Justin Bieber or something.
Oh, yeah, there's always all kinds of celebrities out here on Melrose.
Yeah, always. It's kind of random. Do you know about Canner's Deli down the street?
No.
It's like
Canner's or Canner's?
Canter's.
Canter's, no.
They filmed comedians and cars getting coffee.
I don't be out here in Melrose, bro.
For real?
You got to put me on, man.
I feel like you have, though.
I have, but like not like you.
No.
Like you say you just spend your free time at Birch Backroom and stuff.
The
like
thing
that.
Is that Melrose is so like, there's so much variety. Like, there's a lot of things to do. But there's like the hype beasts, and then there's like the hipsters, from what I've seen. It's like people who camp out the Supreme store to get like a $1,000 hoodie. I just walked by them.
My friend, she met Jacob Sartorius at one of the Supreme stores.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, "Oh, do you want a picture with me?" She was like, "No." She was like, "No, I don't want a picture with you." I was just like, "Hi," because like, who wants a picture with Jacob Sartorius?
Yeah. I haven't done that, but some guy recognized me and over here, and he was like, "Hey, let me take a picture with you. I recognize you from Bert's back room." That is the weirdest feeling in the world, man. When someone recognizes you.
No way.
I'm not even that famous. I'm nobody right now.
That's like.
Were you like at word, loss of words, or what? You like?
No, I was just like, I'll take a picture with him. I'm like friends with him now. He's cool, but that's random, dude.
That's like, is that like a whole different like? Is that what like drives you to continue to make more content for people?
Yeah, because he was just like. What he said was like, "Yo, dude, that's really dope. Like, you're young, you got a long ways to go, and you're just gonna get better and better."
Just watch, man. By the time you get older and you like straight up commit to this,
yeah,
like not like fully, but like you're actually like into this, like for real.
Yeah, for real.
People are gonna come up to you and talk about how you've inspired them to like do this kind of thing, yeah. And that's gonna be like a whole different. That's gonna hit you different.
Yeah, Ray William Johnson.
That's
was
what
talking
you,
about.
I saw that clip you sent me. I watched it and I was like,
"That's what he's talking
that's
about."
That's some real stuff.
Yeah,
some real stuff.
because there was something like super profound he said, is like, because Raylan Johnson, like, he's not, I guess, relevant anymore, but he was back then in the early days of the internet.
Isn't he back on YouTube now?
I mean, he's like doing his own Instagram, Facebook, like, thing. He has, it's not what it was, you know. He knows his audience now, but what he was saying is that, like, comments used to get to him, and he said, like, it's like really unhealthy sometimes.
Nah, that's why I don't think you should be reading comments and, like, what people say. Because that's, like, what's going to make you want to change yourself.
Because, like, some of the comments are like, Ray, you're, like, the best person ever. You're the best comedian ever. And, like, it takes you up all the way here. And then other comments are like, oh, dude, you're dog shit. Like, you should quit YouTube, right? And it takes you all the way down. But you know you're none of those things.
No matter what you do, bro. No matter what you do. You could just be breathing and people will find a way to hate on it. Like it's just inevitable.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
Yeah.
You'd be donating to charity. You're like, oh, wow, you're just doing that for the likes or the views. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, who are you helping?
Yeah.
Sitting on your ass just eating chips and just like wanting to say you're better than everybody.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
It's wild. I don't think these people, like, I don't know, dude. It's just, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're not, man. It's not going to go anywhere. Haters have never stopped, man.
It's motivation to me. I love it.
Yeah?
I like it more than fans, bro. I'm kidding. But it's. I don't think it's a bad thing at the end of the day, like, too much. It's only how you take it. It's perspective at the end of the day. Everything is perspective.
Yeah, of course. So when we last recorded the podcast, I think it was like February or something, the world was pretty chill. I think it was pre-Kobe. Yeah, that's when life was good. I think you said that too, right?
Yeah.
That's when life was chilling.
I don't even want to talk about Kobe, man.
Yeah, like I was having a pretty solid year.
That's childhood,
yeah. I mean,
it's traumatizing.
Like, just walking here, I saw his face so many times.
Dude.
I saw his face like at least 15 times.
And I really despise how 2K, like, you know, the NBA 2K, bro.
They're trying to monetize.
They're trying to, like, like what you said, some subconscious marketing.
Yeah.
Because he's dead, they're going to put him on NBA 2K.
And, like, 2K the most 21. Premium version.
Yeah.
Of, like, $89.99.
Yeah, you have to pay more money to have Kobe on your...
Yeah, like you're not a real fan if you don't buy it.
I had the 2K17 one without...
The retirement
one? The
one
where he retired, yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to buy that one, like, come on.
But that's, like, subconscious. Then they're, like, I heard they were, like, making super expensive limited time jerseys or something.
Are you serious?
Mamba jerseys.
Yeah, there's like different pictures and like posters and stuff that they're gonna make of
they
him.
Try to monetize it a lot, but
I mean, imagine how his wife is feeling and his kid.
That's just,
does that go to them, that money?
I doubt it.
I mean, she must have good agents, man.
I hope so. Yeah, for sure.
Because after he retired, he became like a businessman, right? He had to have like a lot of good agents
in China. You know his drink brand Body Armor.
That's his.
Body Armor is his. And like,
I drink that. I didn't even know. I thought it was James Harden.
No. It's Kobe started it all.
Yeah,
like,
Body Armor.
Yeah, and like in China now, it's like it's their Gatorade.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, I see it here a lot. Actually,
I love it.
It's actually not bad. Yeah.
Dude, my favorite flavor is the orange mango. I think
orange mango.
That's the one he drank on his last NBA game.
Really?
Yeah.
He was like repping it.
That was the one. Yeah, he was repping it, and that's how when he scored 60 points. That's like, yeah, man. It wasn't even just because of, like, Kobe that... I mean, it was, of course, because of Kobe. I was a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
If he was on any other team, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I just got a rep.
You know, like, this year, it's surprising, like, how many bad news they can throw. Like, did you guys feel the earthquake a few days ago?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 2-3 days ago?
I don't think it was that bad, like, every
year. Yeah. I mean, at first, I thought there was going to be aftershocks. So.
Dude.
There was?
I didn't feel the aftershocks.
Where I live,
in Pasadena or something?
Center, yeah.
It was San Gabriel?
Yeah, it was in San Gabriel where like the main part of it where it hit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what the magnitude was.
I think it was like 4.6.
Really?
4.6.
For where I was at, it was like 3.9. So it was different.
Yeah, you're pretty far.
And my house was like shaking for like 5 seconds and my mom was like, "Whoa, that was a big one." I was like, we barely even was shaking.
You know, because his father lives near me and everyone in our apartment complex, we all just like left like yeah, we all just went there because, like, you know, there's nothing above, so might as well just stay there, right?
That's kind of bad, though.
Really? Is that, that's a bad thing?
Yeah, because what if it goes inside?
Okay, I mean, it's not going to, this isn't San Andreas with Dwayne Johnson.
I mean, California,
yeah,
that's
bro. That's the thing, like, you should never do that.
Really?
Go inside, no.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah, man, like, you just got to be outside.
I mean, it was technically outside, but I know what you mean with the collapsing
thing. Or at
least
hide under, like, a hard surface or something.
Yeah, are we like just desensitized of how bad this year is? Like, honestly, like, we got a pandemic.
I feel like we should just like everybody already knows how
trash 2020 has been. Did the fires affect you guys?
Well,
I feel like it was legit, close to you.
I legit went on a hike the week after, bro, and the air quality was so garbage, bro.
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know why I went on a hike.
You were like breathing heavy and stuff?
It was, I mean, yeah, I started getting migraines and stuff, and then I had to sit down for a second, and then it was chill after that, but it was not a good time to go on a hike.
I think I woke up like on a Saturday at like 11 or 12, and I woke up and I thought I was in Blade Runner. Like, that's how yellow the sky was, man.
Dude, it was, have you seen Naruto, bro?
Naruto, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, it was like a straight up, like, we were in a genjutsu, like, Tsukuyomi. That's what it's called, bro. It turns the whole, like, it turns the moon all red and stuff, bro. That's how it looked.
Yeah.
It was all red. Like, there was straight drone shots of San Francisco, and it was no filter, completely orange, everything.
Yeah.
Completely orange. Like, God, it was that bad.
It was really, I've never seen anything like that.
I didn't even see the fire. I don't even know what, I just, like, I remember before, like, the whole hills, Hollywood Hills, like, completely on fire.
Yeah.
Like, my friend had to, like, evacuate and stuff.
Yeah. Did it affect you, Hassan? Fires.
It was in the San Diego Valley, right? So I'm like right there. So it does affect it. So like it's pretty much like raining ash and shit.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like a whole different weather vibe, yeah, man. Yeah. You don't get that in many other places.
Yeah, man. Like this year, what do you call it? It's funny because like there's just random shit happening all the time. Like I remember when I went to your sister's house, I was like, all right, this is gonna be a chill day. I'm gonna hang out with you guys for like a few hours, and then we're gonna leave.
Oh, so you guys
picked
it before.
And then I got an emergency thing, Amber Alert, and it's like, well, no, you gotta stay here, bud.
Yeah.
And it's like a 2-hour drive, hour 30 minutes or something.
An hour and 30.
Yeah, we're 30, so that was bad, too.
That was, like, back when the riots were happening?
Yeah, it was, like, so I guess that was good in a way, because I guess I wasn't in L.A. It's not the Valley. It's, like,
Santa. You have to stay over, right?
Yeah, I had to stay over for a day at, like, Santa Clarita or Lancaster, right? Yeah.
They were, like, if only you were going to work or if you were homeless, they'd exempt you.
Yeah,
giving
that's,
you a ticket or whatever.
That's so crazy, man.
I don't even know, dude. That's why, yeah. That's why I feel like they were trying to put it on an answer to the where like they're just resorting to violence and stuff, but people are just like,
yeah,
especially after like being in quarantine for so long, there's a lot of energy to be, you know, expressed
because everyone was inside for so long, they just took back and they're just thinking and they're like, you know, it's enough is enough, you know,
like, man. Yeah, it definitely is. 2020 is definitely going to be like a wild year for the history books.
They're probably like, HBO is probably on it making movies right now,
dude. Yeah, dude, all kinds of documentaries, you know, our kids are going to be like in history class learning about it all and everything, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's like, I don't know, dude, who knows what's, it's still not over.
Yeah, it's still not
who
over
knows what's next, man.
Who knows what's next. Yeah, you know, I got a question for you guys. Are you guys still like employed right now?
No, my YMCA is shut down. So
your YMCA shut down?
Yeah.
So
I work at the YMCA.
So that's why your Hulu shut down too.
Exactly, dude. They're doing me dirty, bro. They're doing me dirty. I need to go back.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, I've never been like officially employed before. I've only gotten like under the table money. I gotta change that, man.
Oh, you out here side.
I think my parents are like subconsciously marketing me right now to get
this
a job.
Guy.
Yeah.
Guy.
What about you? You still making your money?
Yeah. It's still good. Yeah.
It's.
Dope. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. You gotta
find
do
a
your
way.
Thing.
Everyone finds a way.
Everyone's
yeah.
Way. Yeah.
So yeah, you just gotta find your own main hustle then.
Yeah, my main hustle. But like, yeah, I've been wanting, like, this year I was like 100% ready to work, but like now with everything in the back of my head, I'm like, yeah, if I work at like Target, that's a lot of danger. There's a lot of crazy people who won't wear their mask, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how people deal with that, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on. How bad is your medical issue to where you can't physically breathe with the mask on?
I mean, I get that it's annoying, but then if that's the case, then just stay home.
Like, exactly, dude. I don't know why people make it such a big deal like that.
People
you're taking God's air from me. You need to stop breathing. Why do you want to stop breathing?
Yeah, man, politics.
How do you find a way to, like, how do you find a way to make it political?
Yeah.
That's what's crazy, bro. Florida people, there's literally bars in Florida that they won't serve you if you're wearing a mask.
What? Wait.
I'm serious.
They won't
serve
you.
Like, if you're wearing a mask, they're like, get out.
That's the opposite of how it should be.
That's exactly the opposite. And that's how people in Florida are behaving right now. That's why they're like, there's like their own country in leading cases.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's ever going to go if that stuff continues.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. The only place that's really taking care of it is New Zealand.
New Zealand? Oh, yeah. The female president?
They didn't have...
Or leader?
I think so. But they didn't have, like, any cases at all. But then again, they recently just got 4 new cases.
I mean, if you've seen Lord of the Rings, you know how most of New Zealand is, you know?
Yeah.
It's not really cities, so...
Are you going to watch the new Mulan movie?
Oh, no. That was a dumb move by Disney. I don't know why they did that.
I'm not watching it.
I don't know why they did that. Like, people are already paying for your service.
There was, like, comments of people saying that they can see, like, it's kind of messed up. But, like, people were like, I can see the concentration camps in the distance of the shooting. I don't know if they were being serious or not, but...
Oh, like the Muslims?
Yeah, because they shot it right next to where the concentration camps for the Muslims were.
Really? I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I was unaware of that.
Literally, that's why people are boycotting it.
Boycotting it?
Because they literally shot in the area.
One of my friends, he's in the movie, and, like, I love him and all, but I'm not dishing out $30 to watch it.
Are movie theaters even open?
No. It went straight to streaming. But the thing is, it's out on Disney Plus, right? Which you already pay for. Mm. But if you want to watch Mulan, you have to pay another $30 to watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, wild. No bullshit.
You got me tripping. What do you think this is, bro?
Yeah.
You really think I would go that exclusive to watch a movie?
I don't think Bob Iger is CEO anymore, but honestly, he was a pretty good CEO. His run was really good.
Of Disney or Disney Plus?
Disney. Just Bob Iger, Disney. That was like all of MCU. And ever since he stepped down, it's...
It's gone downhill from there?
Yeah. He was a pretty quiet guy, but he was a solid CEO.
Yeah, man. That's why, like... Talk silent, let your actions speak for you.
Yeah. I got a question for you guys. How did your families handle Eid Mubarak with COVID? Because a lot of families didn't give a shit, and they were just having parties.
So Eid was same thing, bro. I don't even, there's not much to talk about because it's just like,
yeah, it's just another day, you stayed home, but a lot of people have like, they went to like parties and stuff. They went crazy, dog.
Really?
Yeah. They're like hosting huge parties and stuff.
Like, yeah. I went to my cousin's house, like, just as a family thing, but it wasn't really like a party. Like, it was all family. We were just hanging out.
Yeah.
It was fine after that. But I didn't know people were actually going on parties and stuff. Like, that Corona time, man.
I wasn't with it. I didn't go anywhere. But I gotta ask you something, man. Like, we are very passionate about the NBA,
dude.
And 2020 was such a weird
year. I was gonna
bring
my Lakers hat, bro. I couldn't find it. I bought it in like 2015, back when the Lakers were literally in the trenches. How trash they were.
The
like,
worst lineup.
Garbage.
Ever.
Had the worst year ever.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Lin and all that.
Yeah. I mean, he has a ring.
I love Jeremy Lin, bro. Yeah. Respect to Jeremy Lin, but his team, not it. It wasn't it. At least now. The game is actually going on right now. The Lakers game versus the Nuggets.
Yeah, no, that's what I was just... I just checked that right now. But I just wanted to tell you, like, this shit's crazy, dog. Like, yeah. Clippers lost. Everyone was really putting
all
big
of a
money.
Sudden now, everyone's a Nuggets fan. All of a sudden, like, out of nowhere. Like, my friend,
I have never, ever heard anyone say they were a Nuggets fan before this past month.
Yeah, can you actually tell me, have you ever seen someone wear a Nuggets jersey?
No.
Like, Nuggets fans are about to hate it.
Now, like... I don't know how many Nuggets fans are watching this. I mean, I'm all my fans are mostly from LA, but yeah,
I have a lot of
Jamal Murray fans popped out of nowhere.
Of what?
Jamal Murray fans.
Jamal, wow! All of a sudden, fam. Yeah. I like Nikola Jokic. I think he was always a good.
I had him on 2K
last year. Yeah, he's a good player. But then again, his defense is whatever, and I don't like Jamal Murray. I don't want to hype on that bandwagon train, you know, just because he popped off.
Who are the Nuggets up against? Lakers?
Lakers right now.
So,
bro,
yeah, Western Conference?
Yeah, Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Lakers got this. Easy.
Yeah, that's
like my
crazy.
My friend, he was rooting for the Nuggets, like, before the playoffs, and I bet him, like, Game 7, Lakers versus Clippers. I was like, Kawhi is not going to want to go home, bro. Come on, dude, Kawhi. I can't believe I ate my words so hard, bro. Like, that was really embarrassing on my behalf.
I wish Kawhi comes back to San Antonio.
Dude.
that's all I want.
That's not happening, dude. I'm sorry. He does not like
that. Yeah.
Only thing he likes about San Antonio is Pop, bro.
Yeah, Pop's the only thing. I don't even know what he's going to do. I don't know if he's going to retire. I don't think he's going to retire on like one of his worst seasons. I think he's going to end it off on it.
Bounce back?
On one good note, you know.
Dude. Yeah, man.
He's had a tough life, though.
Yeah, I actually give you respect for being a Spurs fan. That's a really underrated team, especially right now.
Yeah, I mean,
they beat LeBron.
They honestly would have made playoffs if it was an 82-game season. Yeah. I'm not even gonna lie. So? Like they're like one game off, two games off.
They were like ninth seed. They ended up, I think.
Yeah, so. They're like a game or two off.
Yeah.
If it was 82, Pop would have had it. I'm not gonna. I think I'm gonna put an asterisk on that.
Who are your like top three players right now?
Top three. It was Steph Curry. I haven't seen him in forever. And then voice crack. That's gonna be there forever.
Nice one.
That's gonna be there forever on the internet. I might have to edit that out.
Good one.
Let me check the timestamp.
This guy.
Let's not edit that.
Yeah, bro. Got to keep it all alive, bro. Keep
that was a severe voice crack. No. Wow. I felt like my friend John. Okay. So, yeah, Steph Curry was number one, but haven't seen him in forever. Giannis was my number two. I don't know. I always liked how he played. Number three, I actually have a list. It's kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah, I got an NBA list.
Top three, bro. Damian Lillard, James Harden, and AD.
But yeah, my number three was LeBron. I just got to give respect to him. You know, he's probably like, if he wins this year, he might be the greatest player of all time.
I don't like his personality on the court, though. On the court. Off the court, he's a great person. He's done a lot of crazy good things for the community and stuff. But he's a baby, bro. Yeah. Everything he does is, he hit my hand. What are you doing? It's our ball.
I mean, it was worse in the Heat, I feel like.
That's the thing about, that's why Lakers have, one of the best chemistry right now. But you got AD, who's, such a glass man. This man will drive in, and every time I see him do something semi-aggressive, I feel like I'm his dad. Dude, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you hurt? Because if he gets injured, it's over. I'm sorry. He's literally put the team on his back right now. Him and LeBron are just two peas in a pod right now. They're going yeah. crazy.
It's a good 1-2 punch, man.
I don't know. But
do you think the East could beat Lakers?
I don't think Celtics are a championship team right now.
Brad Stevens.
It's a very good developed team, but with the way they were playing against the Heat yesterday, if they do make the finals, it's fine. But I don't think they're gonna beat the Lakers, dude.
I'm just gonna say right now,
Heat are going crazy. They're all
Jimmy Butler is playing with life.
He's stepped up. He's really stepped up, and everybody's Tyler Hero, bro. He's my favorite player on the Heat right now. He's a rookie. He's 1 year older than me. And he's out here making game winners for the Heat, bro. You think I'm going to make game winners for the Lakers in another year? Hell no. It's crazy.
Dude, everything's crazy right now. And I didn't even expect the Heat to get this far. I wasn't really a Butler fan ever.
I was always a Heat fan from the beginning.
Really?
I'm not a Heat fan, but I was rooting for them. My friend was do you have an underdog team that you think is going to make it far? And I was Heat all day. And my friend was a Nuggets fan. So I was okay.
I forgot Dwayne Wade left the Heat for Cavs for a few months. I forgot that happened.
Oh, yeah. He played with LeBron. Everyone really thought that was going to go crazy. Look at that. What happened? Yeah, he wanted to lead the bench.
There's a lot of teams people thought would do amazing, but they didn't. I think when you put a lot of money in it, it never does good. DeMarcus Cousins, Durant, Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond.
Poor DeMarcus, man.
Yeah. They didn't. They lost.
Back in 2016, people thought that the Timberwolves were going to be future champions.
No, that was a good. They had Andrew Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns, Zach LaVine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
and
Zach.
And maybe Butler. I don't know. Maybe he's crazy. I thought
he was for a year or two.
Yeah. So they had that was that's a beautiful lineup.
Jimmy Butler, man. Yeah, man. I think he's one of the. He's really underrated, but now not anymore because he's really stepped up. But another underrated player, Chris Paul, man, he's probably going to join Giannis.
Yeah, I don't know how he did that in OKC. I thought they were ruled out, but he gave it a solid run.
Because his team was the best in clutch points.
Yeah.
And he was the main facilitator.
They
of
have
that
like
team.
Seven draft picks
Dude,
right now.
They're going to be the most
in 5 years.
Potentially youngest talented team. We got to look out for them, bro.
Oh, when's the NBA draft?
October.
October?
They said they might move it later on, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Yeah, dude. Warriors are gonna be something they might
depends
bounce back.
Depends on who they get. Depends. It better not be LaMelo. There's no point for another.
They don't need LaMelo.
Nobody
needs LaMelo. Right? What is he gonna do? Just shoot 33 pointers and then say no one can guard me? Calm down, man. I don't know. I feel like you think
he'll NBA be NBA coaches can lock his place though.
Do you think he's the best Wall brother?
No.
No.
I think that's Lonzo, to be honest.
Dame Dollar said
he proved it.
Yeah, Dame Dollar said Lonzo's probably gonna. He's going to pop off next year. Between him or Zach LaVine?
Zach LaVine, that dunk contest in 2016, that's the only time I was actually surprised by a dunk ever.
Really? Because he did the windmill.
He did a windmill, basically Jordan free throw line dunk. But I think that was better than Jordan.
He was a rookie.
Yeah, he was a rookie.
I don't know what happened.
I mean, he's solid. He's not bad.
He just needs a better team.
Yeah, everyone. I mean, you can't just say that to everyone. You know, but I do feel bad for Booker. He went 8-0 and didn't even make it. That's gotta hurt. Yeah.
I don't know why he's still on the team right now. I think he should.
I mean, there's some sort of respect you have. Dirk was in the Mavericks for so long and he only won one championship. Yeah. But that meant a lot,
still
you know.
Still won a championship.
Yeah, I can see Booker going hard.
Dude,
you know,
he's only 23 years old and he scored 72 points when he was 20, 21. Like, there's no way he's not going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think. He said he's done not making the playoffs 2 years ago. 2 years in a row.
I mean.
Eliminated.
Again, asterisk, if he had 82 games, I think he would have made it.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they would have gone, like, 82-0 or something?
No, no, no. That was a good run, though.
That was a good run, yeah. That was, I just don't think. I don't know, dude. I don't know if it's him not being able to fit on the team or if it's, like, the staff of the team.
I think it's just, like. They got to fix.
Because he practiced with Kobe a lot, and he said how he wants to have the same legacy as Kobe, not ever leaving a team. But like the Suns, though, I don't know.
They need someone. They need some hard hitters, man.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not getting a good draft pick, huh? They're pretty high up there in the playoffs.
But so. Who are you rooting for in the playoffs right now?
Right now, I mean, I got nobody, but I just got the city of LA. You know, I have nothing. I have nothing to go. I've never been to a parade, man. It's been 10 years. Did you ever go to a finals parade for Staples Center? It's too hectic. Oh, especially now.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
And now it's going to be COVID central.
You got J.R. Smith out here handing out joints to people and stuff.
He was giving out joints shirtless in the Cavaliers. Yeah,
for the Cavs when they won a championship, bro. He was wild. And he didn't have a shirt on for like a week.
Yeah, I think like Obama said something about that.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you got a different dress code now.
I think he went to the White House without a shirt on. Yeah, they're like,
he shook Obama's hand without a shirt.
They're like, buddy, what's going on now?
I don't know, bro. JR's wilded, bro.
I forgot. He made a joke or something when like the Secret Service was patting him down. They're like, what you trying to look for? I ain't got no.
Oh, my God.
Now, JR, he's his IQ, like his basketball IQ isn't the best. It's questionable. He shot a three from out of bounds and thinking it would count. But he's a solid player.
I'm surprised LeBron's like putting up with him.
I don't know. I was so surprised that he allowed that to happen, judging by like their history. But that's, I don't know, that's interesting. I don't know, but he's like a bench player, right? He's not starting lineup.
He barely gets any playing time. I feel like
he's good off the
bench. He's good. He's definitely
good off the bench.
He's definitely
he hit some stuff. Players. And then Danny Green, he's an ex-rapper.
Yeah, we have so much like experience in the playoffs as a team together. Like we got all these people who won rings.
You guys also had Troy. What'd you guys do with Troy Daniels? What's up with him?
We cut him. They cut him.
That's the dumbest. They should give him to the Spurs, Matt.
I don't know. I guess he just wasn't.
He has a high field goal percentage from corner threes and
stuff. I guess we just thought, like, because since we had Avery Bradley.
Yeah.
And we didn't expect him to leave because his son had some respiratory problems.
Is Rondo still on the team?
Of course. Dude, Rondo's, like, being our third guy right now. He's literally, like, popping off low-key, not really.
Yeah. As much as, like, you know, his presence is always appreciated.
Like, he still, like, contributed a lot to getting us the win.
Yeah. Are you an NBA fan, Hassan?
Not really.
No. Do you watch? Do you follow like soccer or anything like that?
No, I don't really follow sports.
Okay.
Yeah. Sports.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that.
I was like that too.
Yeah, I didn't get into like basketball like until like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like I was just like you know, and then again. After all this, like, COVID and stuff, like, the NBA ratings have, like, gone down a lot.
Andrew Schultz was talking about that.
Yeah, really. Like, nobody wants to watch the NBA anymore because the NBA is too woke or something like that.
Yeah, like the jerseys and stuff. I mean, it's cool. Like,
No, there's no problem with that. It's just, like, when they boycotted and, like, they just tried to make
that was a weird 2 days. And they like, canceled the whole – LeBron said canceled the season.
Dude, yeah, he was like, I'm done. I was so I'm like, are you serious? Now was a perfect time to be a Lakers fan. You're really gonna make me throw that away? Like I was really questioning, do I really want to be a Laker fan after waiting like more than 10 years for this moment?
Perfect moment.
Like you're just gonna throw that away? Nah, but now he's back. Hopefully, like I'm just like, does this guy even really want a ring? Like, what is this guy doing, bro? I was genuinely like, I don't know what to feel, bro. Because I was waiting for so long. I was so patient, and now we have the perfect team.
Waited 10 years.
You're not going to get this same opportunity again. Come on. But I'm glad he's had a change of heart. I think it was just all emotion.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, yeah.
But
there's a meme where, like, because some people, they watch his Xbox account, and he left the meeting, and he just started playing 2K or something.
You know, oh, yeah, he's playing Madden.
Madden, he started playing Madden.
You know what else? Going back to that earthquake.
Yeah.
There was memes like saying that earthquake is LeBron going to his son Bronny because you know what Bronny did?
He smoked like a blunt
on a video.
But I feel like
and he tried to make it in a fan page like it wasn't real or something. But
like I feel like he's done that a few times. Like there's a video of him leaking like of him just in the just his phone. He's like punching the phone because he was so mad.
Oh yeah,
and he's like talking about like they smoke your weed away. And or something. I don't know. It's been pretty obvious he smokes a lot of weed.
He's like just making TikToks now and just
But I'm pretty sure LeBron also publicly smokes like cigars and blunts,
I think that's just like on a special occasion.
Yeah, like on a win or something.
I don't think he's like I don't know if he's like on a Bill Burr vibe. Like Bill Burr be smoking cigars like
all the time.
Not all the time, like once or twice a month. He's calmed down a little bit.
Joe Rogan always offers.
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan's got like the whole goddamn shop at his disposal.
Not anymore. Bro. It's at the new. Have you seen the new studio for Jerry?
Yeah, man. It's like.
Have you seen it? It looks like something out of Star Wars.
The vibe?
Yeah, like it's out. Something crazy happened. Like that's the one you know that Jerry got huge that like Trump wants to be on.
Did you hear? No way.
Yeah, Donald Trump wants to be on Jerry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's the thing. You could Google that.
Are you serious?
They want to have the presidential debate on there. He wants Biden there too.
Oh wow.
They want Joe Rogan to moderate. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I love Joe Rogan and all, but that's dumb. That's stupid.
I feel like a lot of questions will be answered though.
It would be good to see our president there, just ask questions that are like, you know, unusual, unorthodox.
As big as Joe already is, bro, he would
ask him about aliens like in 5 seconds.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I feel like Donnie is the type of guy who would spill that. He would be like, "Oh yeah, oh I'm not supposed to say that.
Can't talk about it. It's confidential." Like, yeah, what are you gonna talk about?
Yeah, I saw alien. I mean, what?
You have to like talk about like real random normal things.
But for Donnie,
talk about, like,
in his eyes, anyone who isn't white's an alien. Yeah, he's seen a lot of those.
Yeah, man. I don't know, dude. An alien out of this world, man. It's wild.
Our producer Hassan is laughing right now. You're basically our producer now.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's clutching it up.
Yeah, you really.
I don't know how we would have figured out this whole thing. Without him, man.
Because, yeah, I'm not good with cameras at all, but Hassan is a photographer, super Sayan Kashim on Instagram, Sayan.Kashim on Instagram.
Damn, that's dope.
He's taken my headshot a few times.
Oh, that was Hassan?
That was him,
that one where you were, like, in the blue room and everything?
Yeah, I'm just saying, connections, bro. Blue room. Oh, it was just a backdrop.
Yeah, the backdrop was blue. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where
this is actually a nice backdrop here. I'm not gonna lie. Dude. Right? You think so? Yeah.
I think outside, though,
it's
better.
Yeah. I don't know, but... I'm like so surprised we're here right now, but yeah, Super Saiyan, like this guy comes through, man. He comes through with a lot of good pictures and stuff. How long have you been doing photography for?
On and off for maybe 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
I feel like it's longer than that. Like when I was a kid, I always saw you like taking dope pictures all the time.
Yeah, but like I never had like.
You didn't monetize it and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, like you didn't make it a profession.
So you just like take headshots of people and like you just do your own thing with it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like so, this is what I do. I work as an engineer. But
As an engineer.
Photography is just a side hustle.
Yeah, side hustles are always good, man.
Yeah, man.
It's really good.
Like, there's like a lot of people who like love to go out into the wild and just like take high quality pictures of like animals and whatever they can find.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. And then they just like frame it and use it as decorations. It's low-key like a saving money, man. Just livening up the environment in your house.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's a lot of cool things people do in LA, man. Like, I don't know. It's cool because like I was walking here and some guy was like, "Hey, yo, you want to get your picture taken?" And I was like, "Nah, man, I'm good." But like I saw people lining up and like he had a good backdrop and everything. I think it's like that like cliche Instagram spot, the one with the angels and stuff.
Yeah,
I think that's it. I think that's where all the girls take it, bro.
Yeah, and especially in LA, like I remember Fahim. He was just like, he talked about how you can just go up to anyone in LA and be like, "Oh, I'm a huge fan." And they'd be like, "Oh, you follow my work?"
Yeah, I feel like you could do that to any of us right here.
Yeah.
If someone came up to me like, "Thank you, man, stand up and courtesy flush, thank you, dog." If they came up to you, they're like, "Oh, yeah, photography, dog."
Yeah. You saw the headshot.
For you, they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I seen you on SoundCloud." Yeah, that's true, man. He nailed that off the bat because everyone on the side, they're trying to make it in their own way.
That was hilarious, bro. That was actually hilarious. I really liked that stand-up he did. That was crazy.
Because I like his style. Like he has a certain style, a certain niche. It's just like he makes jokes that that are relevant to like everybody, you know. Because like Dave, he has a niche which it's just like the African American community most of the time, most of his stuff. And then Fahim, it's like he's pretty locked in on just like his life, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever he sees on a daily basis, he just makes jokes about it. And that's how you should be, you know.
Yeah, man.
Just like, make observations.
That's like the craziest thing, bro. We need people like Fahim to keep it going because not a lot of like, I mean, yeah, comedy, stand-up comedy is definitely like one of the most diverse professions that we can have.
Yeah.
Especially
because anybody can make it. It's like Ratatouille.
Like, this is like the one biggest thing that like people like us can like actually have a platform on.
Yeah.
And be able to, you know, spread knowledge across anybody who's willing to listen.
Yeah. Because like right there. Just there's a mic outside, and I was just looking at it, and I was like, dude, man, I missed this. It brought back like good memories. I was like, damn, I haven't picked up the mic and like spoken to a crowd in so long. I genuinely miss it, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's been it's been a really long time. I feel like I'm out of practice right now. I feel like J.R. Smith or something,
bro. It's not what are you talking about, out of practice, bro? It's not like you're gonna blow an Achilles, you can't write a joke anymore. Yeah, bro, what are you talking about? It's like, it's not something you lose. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, you just got to work on it, though. Definitely. Like, I'm definitely rusty. That's the word.
Yeah.
I'm way rusty. I would not be as good as I was, like, if I just stepped up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's why, bro. That's, you just got to keep going at it. Because, like, it's the same thing for everybody. Like, you're not good at it at first, and then you just get good at it over time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the 10,000 hour rule?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, a practice makes perfect thing.
Yeah, like if you do something for
10,000 hours. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Completely master it.
You can master it. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I feel like it could be. It's a little controversial.
I forgot what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, but it was like, his was like the everyone quotes, practice makes perfect. I think that's him. Mm. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But yeah, man, Kareem, that's.
You know, his son got arrested?
For what?
He approached his neighbor with a knife or something.
Oh, shit. Hey, yo, producer, fact check that. Fact check that right now. I want to know this. Arrested. I need this. Jamie, fact check.
Like, I don't know if they went through with it, but I know it happened.
Why? Like, I'm pretty sure he has a good life.
I don't know the details for it or anything, but, like, it was crazy. Like, he was, like, going out to get something, and then...
Oh, shit.
It's true?
Yeah, so...
That's exactly, yeah.
Son charged with stabbing...
Oh, he stabbed! Oh, he went all the way! I just thought he was like, yo, you want a problem?
All right.
For what? Over an argument about trash cans.
Anything, dude. He'll find anything. I was trash can. This is rich people problems, bro.
Kareem's like my favorite player of all time, but what the hell, bro? What is that? What? I don't know how that came.
Trash cans.
Trash can.
Argument on trash. That is just some Karen.
That's
stuff.
When you know, like, that's, yeah, I can that's tell when you know you're
got
too
all
rich.
Mad. He's like,
that's when you know you're too rich. I was not aware of that fact. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's crazy, dude. Put the wrong color in. Yeah, you should recycle that. Why are you putting that in the dark one?
Is the guy okay? The guy that got stabbed?
Oh, I don't know.
I want to know that because, I mean, that's like manslaughter. I mean, not even, that's murder.
Attempted murder, yeah.
He stabbed him for a trap. I mean, I'd get pissed or something, but I wouldn't stab anyone.
That's just, yeah, man. There was like a...
It even gets worse. The person who he stabbed is a 60-year-old
name. Oh, my God.
What's his son's name? Watch it be like Josh or something. It's not even it's like Abdul.
It is Abdul.
Oh, okay.
Abdul Jabbar.
Okay, it's Abdul Jabbar. Come on, Abdul. You're making us look bad.
Dude.
Come on, Doc. Come on, man.
There was literally a stabbing like at the mosque down my street too, bro. Like this one guy, he was like trying to get into the mosque and like he wasn't wearing a mask. And so he was like reaching for the security guard's gun.
What?
I swear.
Why would that be your first move?
He was going, and then like he couldn't get it because like the security guard was like trained. Like, I love the security guard, man. He's like a longtime friend. I've known him since I was a little kid. He's a great guy. And
yeah.
He couldn't reach for the gun, so he reached for his keys, and then he like stabbed him in the head with his key, like punctured his head with the keys, and that was like so sad for me, bro. Like he's okay
Is
now,
he good?
Thank
yeah.
God. But dude, that guy's a. He's a garbage person.
What's like, going on, man? What's going on in 2020? I'm so confused.
Saying, dude. I don't know, dude.
Like, Abdul-Jabbar, come on, Doc. I'm disappointed
worse,
in you, man.
There's way worse things that probably happened.
Abdul, like, I know if you're listening to this, come on, man.
Yeah, he's...
I'm going
to
ask...
He'll be listening to this when he gets his phone in prison or something. So, I don't know.
Nah, he's too rich for that.
A 60-year-old guy, he, in quotes, nearly died from blood loss.
Oh.
Outside emergency room.
Okay, so he didn't die.
No, nearly.
Okay,
yeah,
so
but
he...
He's good.
Okay, but he's still going to be, like, under some...
Yeah.
Scrutiny.
Yeah, for sure.
That has to be jail time.
No, of course. Like, if you...
But then again, he's rich with really good lawyers, I'm assuming, so...
It all depends on what Kareem is willing to do, I guess. I mean, he's an adult, though, so, like...
Is that his only kid?
I think he has a daughter, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He's my number one player of all time. First of all, he's Muslim. Second of all, most
my
points ever.
My mom met him, bro.
She did?
I'm so jealous, bro. He was signing books at a Costco or something. I don't know. And like, she like saw him, and then like she took a quick video. Like, dude, my mom has met so many basketball players. I have not met one single NBA player. And my mom has met Shaq. My mom met Reggie Miller. My mom met Grant Hill. She met all these. I'm like. No, because my mom's a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
So like they'd be like on flights and stuff, but Shaq wasn't on the flight. He was like, she was just flying somewhere, and then he was just there, and then like it looked fake because my mom is not that tall, and yeah. Shaq is like a big dude.
Yeah.
So it looked like she was like taking a picture with like some like wooden curve of Shaq.
My dad did that. My dad took a picture of a wooden curve of Shaq, and I thought it was legit actually.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was legit for a second.
Yeah, dude, he's a big dude, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a little bit fake, but it looked kind of real at the same time. So I was like, "What? I don't know."
I know. It's wild, bro. Like,
yeah, it is wild.
Shout out, Shaq, bro.
You met little baby to baby. I don't know the difference, man. I'm sorry.
Little
but
bit. What about him?
You met him, right?
Dude, that was so random, bro. It was at the airport, and we were going through customs, and he was in line with me.
Yeah.
And then like. I was waiting for him. Like, mom, could you just wait for him because he's a famous guy? And then they were like going through his whole bag and stuff because when I took a picture next to him, bro, he was smelling so loud, like
of weed, marijuana,
of weed, bro. He was just, oh my god, dude. Like,
wait, who's this?
Lil Baby. You know what that is? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't really keep up with rap like that, but his name is recognizable.
Yeah, he's like one of the biggest.
Was he in sold out? Was he in sold out dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was featuring. He's like one of the biggest Atlanta rappers right now. And like everyone thinks like Drake like put him on to rap. Yeah. But he just like he only put him on like put his name out there.
Yeah.
But the person who really put him on was Young Thug.
Yeah.
Like he was like, I'll pay you to make a song.
That's crazy, man. Because
he just wanted to trap and stuff. I don't know.
I'm still surprised you met him. That's so weird.
Dude, it was random.
That's a good look for your SoundCloud.
I don't remember.
Safe 0707.
I'm just glad I met him, bro. It was crazy. And like he was, after I said thank you, he just ignored me. He was like, oh, what gate it is? And he just, like he just went away. Yeah, he just like walked away. I was like, okay, it's fine.
That's crazy. Like LAX and JFK. That's if you just hang around there, you probably see some famous people. All
oh yeah,
the time.
For sure. Yeah.
In fact, JFK. That's in New York, right? Yeah. I've never been.
Yes. Yeah.
You travel the world quite a bit, man. You've been to Dubai and stuff.
It's been a while. It's been a while since I traveled, but yeah, I was in India like this winter, and then
yeah, I remember you were there for New Year's or something.
Yeah, dude, New Year's to 2020, man. That was not like I was in the airport because I had to fly back on New Year's, and right when the clock hit 12, nothing.
No,
everyone was just standing, minding their own.
I mean,
business.
Technically, you could time travel, right? If you go to LA, wouldn't it be like 9 or something?
Yeah, it wasn't New Year's in LA yet.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so like, all I could hear was the fireworks from outside, and. Even then, I couldn't make the flight that night. So
oh, wow.
What
okay,
a waste
that
of
sucks.
A New Year's. So, like, I had to go home. Like, oh, Happy New Year, even though an hour ago.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It was whatever. But, I mean, even then, I wouldn't celebrate New Year's like this because look at what's happened throughout.
I mean, yeah, I think you had the right mood. You had the right type of celebration.
Who knew? Who knew, man?
I did. Like, there's a lot of left field things coming out.
I wonder what they're going to do with, like, the next Marvel movie for Black Panther, man. Are they even going to have him?
The Chadwick one, that one hurt. That one hurt a bit. I don't know. That one came out of nowhere, and that one hurt. I don't know why, but it hurt a lot. Yeah, Chadwick, man. Like, these days, it's kind of weird. Like, you've seen Rogue One, right, with Carrie Fisher, what they did, and Paul Walker and Fast and Furious 7. Mm. And even in the new, like, Star Wars movie, Carrie Fisher was in there a lot. And she died a while back. And I don't know, just the way they make dead people like just look alive with like, you know, deep fakes and stuff. And have you guys seen The Irishman?
Oh yeah.
Robert De Niro looked like he was 30 in that. That's crazy how they do it, you know?
When did they record that?
Pretty recently, like 2017, 18. Yeah, but they made him look young. That's just like how the power of editing is, you know? I can't even get the brightness right.
You need like a real out of this world. Out of this world camera for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I don't know how they do that stuff, but that would be super unethical if they do it. Disney has the budget to like bring him back digitally, but that's just unethical.
I can't wait for The Mandalorian season 2 though.
Oh, yeah.
October 30th or something like that.
Yeah.
That's going to be wild.
You know he got fired?
Who got fired?
The actor.
The main actor for
Pedro Pascal, I think that's his name.
He was
fact check? I forgot what it was, but Jon Favreau, he's like a really good director. He directed Iron Man 1. What happened was they got Pedro Pascal and him got into some disputes or something, and he got fired, apparently.
I swear, like, the main actor for, he was in Game of Thrones, too.
The guy that got his head smashed in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, it's him. Pedro Pascal, yeah.
I see.
You see anything about it?
So he's out?
I think so.
It's not like we ever saw his face in the show.
I mean, yeah, that's why it's not really that big of a deal. Oh, he quit.
He dipped. He's like,
he left. Okay. Damn. Well, that's
why would he quit? Such an awesome game.
I mean, Pedro Pascal. He has a good career. I think he was in Narcos.
You're right. Oh yeah, yeah.
And he was in like
Steve Peña, I think.
Michael Peña?
No. His name in the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pedro Pascal, Diego Luna. Yeah, there's a lot of people in there, and yeah. He's a pretty big name at the moment, so he has the balls to quit for that. But I don't know why exactly, but the details are just that Jon Favreau.
He'll survive.
And, yeah, he'll survive, but they weren't vibing, you know. Mm. And the replacement was just the stuntman. Mm. It's not like he has to really act much, you know. He just.
So, like, what kind of stuff are you, like, looking forward to? Like,
in 2020?
Yeah.
This is something I like now that I have, like, a genuine studio.
That we should, like, definitely develop. Perfect our craft.
Yeah, because this is the first one, guys. If you guys are listening or watching, this is the first time we're here. I could get used to this. It's gonna take me a minute. It's my first time. I'm not proficient at it, but I will be. Mm. As I said on my trailer for the podcast that I released in 2019,
we're definitely gonna bring more like
energy. Yeah, I'm just stuff. I'm just kind of nervous right now. This is unforeseen grounds. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, we're on camera and everything.
Yeah, we're on camera. Everything's being recorded. I voice cracked on. it's going to be there
You're
forever.
You're going to live that forever, man.
I don't know if I should edit that or not. Let's not edit that.
Bro, keep it all.
We're going to keep it in.
Keep it all.
All right, we'll
man.
Keep we it in, guys. We're going to keep in the voice crack.
Well, yeah, we're keeping everything you're seeing right now is like start to finish right
now. I'm not that proficient of an editor, so I don't even know if I can take that out.
Bro. But no, bro, it's fine, dude. Like, it's the first of many. No one's gonna like.
Yeah.
Remember.
I'm definitely gonna try doing this monthly though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Think so.
That's I already have a guest lined up for next month. Yeah. It's awesome. Like everyone's like super on board with me doing a podcast. It's so weird that I just randomly started. Like my homie, he told me about this app. I'm not gonna do a sponsor.
Because everyone
right
wants.
To... I'm not. Gonna do, but like no. You know, he told me about the app and it's dope.
Yeah, everyone wants like you to. Wants to do something, and this is I think you found the right like move for this because
I talk
a lot to talk
you know
about.
I talk a lot when I was a kid. Might as well just make money off it. Right?
Yeah, monetize the hell out of it.
Monetize your talents, you know. That's what you got to do. Whatever you're good at, just monetize it.
Exactly, dude. And yeah,
if you're good at photography, monetize it. If you're good at talking, start a podcast.
That's a good start, man.
If you're into music and rap, become a rapper. Just do it. Just do it, man.
Just become a rapper. Yeah,
I mean, technically you're a rapper, you're just not a professional rapper.
Nah, I'm not even a rapper.
I mean, that was a good song. People like that song. I'm like,
people like that song?
Yeah.
I mean,
even your haters, people that don't like you like
it. I liked it too. It's just I know I could do better.
Then do it.
I definitely know I could do better.
Yeah, I mean, there's the only way to go is just up, you know?
Definitely. I mean, all I know is that, you know, next thing we got to do is, I don't know, just make sure. Just make sure we just going somewhere.
Yeah, one thing I want to ask you is who's your favorite podcaster, like, you know, besides me?
I really love Bad Friends.
Bad Friends?
Heard of Bad Friends?
The
bro.
Andrew Santino?
Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee have a podcast together. And it's just like, that's the type of energy I wanted to bring, like, even after this, if we'd ever do this again.
We are.
It's like, okay, yeah, hopefully. Yeah. And they're just like, when they're not talking about, like, some real stuff and, like, some actual issues and stuff, they're just roasting the hell out of each other. Like, oh, you yellow round. Like Japanese schoolgirl or something to Bobby Lee, and then Andrew is like, "Oh, you red hot chili pepper or whatever the hell calls him, man." It's,
redhead, yeah.
It's hilarious, dude. I love it.
Yeah. What about you, Hassan? Do you have any favorite podcasters? Anyone?
Are you
listen
on that
to?
Podcast wave?
I think Joe.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, that's
like
the common answer.
Yeah, like people are like, bro,
it's very
why
accessible.
Would I go to college if I have the Joe Rogan podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
That's like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of knowledge. It's like. Months and months of knowledge, probably
so
a year.
Much.
15,
so much.
I don't know. I've never.
This man had a 4.5-hour podcast with Post Malone.
Yeah.
Like, after that, dude, the whole, like, studio was just, like, hotbox from his.
No, he has vents.
Okay.
Yeah, he has
but,
vents.
Like, his ashtray was just, like, wild.
Yeah.
Like,
Post Malone was here. He smoked a whole pack of cigarettes, right?
And, like, a whole pack of Bud Lights. Drank down that shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. But yeah, my favorite podcaster is probably Fahim Anwar. So.
Fahim Anwar?
Yeah, it's easy to listen to.
I gotta listen to him more because like I watched one of his podcasts.
The one
like,
that I'm in?
Yeah, the one that they mentioned you.
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude. Like, I can get why the sentimentality for you comes from it, but like for me, it's just like the energy is just like it's very passive.
He's passive.
It's very passive. So like, I mean, their jokes are like, yeah, they're pretty like funny, but I don't know, dude. I just feel like I like crazy.
You like crazy
for Pat, and Bobby Lee is like the whole definition of crazy, dude.
Yeah,
that man is wild. Like, there's stories he said where like you cannot repeat. Like, it's, I don't know why or how he's like brought it up, and like he's just chill with it.
Yeah,
but it's crazy, dude. I he's someone I definitely look up to, because like I see a lot of like similarities between us, like not personality wise, but like some of the stuff we've been through. I think, yeah, he's a good person. He lives in like around here too, on Fairfax. Like,
Bobby Lee.
Yeah,
He's like down the street. I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he was at Burt's one time, but
Yeah, man, that's why.
Give me your top five all-time list NBA players.
NBA players?
Yeah. Oh, we're going, just like, we're going best now? Starting lineup possible.
Like ever.
Ever. Not at the moment, not 2020. Number ever. One, you could say MJ if you want.
Number one, Kobe.
Just, I'm going to wipe my glasses. Keep talking.
Number one, Kobe. Number two, Kareem. Number three, I'd have to say LeBron. Number four, let's go with James Harden. And number five, Anthony Davis.
Okay.
That's a good starting lineup, right?
Starting lineup, yeah. My starting lineup is Stephen Curry, point guard. Shooting guard, Kobe Bryant. Small forward, LeBron. These are all modern players. Power forward, Tim Duncan. Center, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's just so generic.
How is that generic? They're the best.
You're like, name the top five like ever in their position.
Why would I not? Exactly. That's the best.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. That's everyone's favorite.
I mean, I've seen them all play except Kareem, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen... my dad's actually a Warriors fan. Like, he was a fan with like Chris Kaman or someone was there.
Oh, really?
It was like,
oh, that was like a while back.
Yeah, I like Golden Warrior. That was just his thing. So he always liked him.
Hyped when KD just switched up.
He didn't care really because he just really liked Curry, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And for him, I was like, wow, this guy, he's been a fan when they were dog shit. So
damn, yeah, bro, they were really in the trenches.
Yeah, he was happy during the 14-15 win. That was something special. I'm not going to lie.
And then next thing you know, they even got better than they already were.
Yeah, they peaked in like 2017, but that was just too good, though. Too many MVPs.
Too many MVPs, too many back-to-backs.
Too many back-to-backs.
Just one back-to-back they got, but...
Yeah.
It was. I don't know. I don't know why why they'd want to break that up, but I can get why, because like, you know, there's not enough money for all of them.
What was that one guy who vetoed Chris Paul going to the Lakers? What was it? Howard Stern? Was that his name?
David Stern.
David Stern.
David Stern.
Howard Stern's the radio host.
No,
I'm dumb.
He got a lot of backlash for that.
So I don't know why Adam Silver just let... I mean, Adam Silver's cool and all. He handled 2020 pretty well, like, but bro,
the opportunity that could have, like... I saw Chris Paul that year at the... All-Star game, man. He was.
Oh, you went
dishing.
To the All-Star game?
I didn't. No, of course not. Okay. It's on YouTube. You can just watch the whole thing. And Chris Paul, man, he was just dishing dimes to Kobe. Like, it was. I'm like, this could have been real. This could have been a daily thing. I don't know why he would say no to that. And
we got KD with the KD Warrior thing. They knew the West was too powerful, so they just made like team captains, right?
Yeah, because
like Team LeBron. Team
it all started like the last year where it was just West versus East. Like, the East had literally no big men.
Yeah.
Like, no big men. So, like, it was demolished. They got demolished by the West
because
they had everything and more. And so now it's just team captain stuff. With last thing was LeBron and Steph. They didn't have an All-Star this year.
Yeah.
Because they had to postpone the whole season. I'm just glad that they got it back. And LeBron's chasing number four now.
I think he's going to get it. It's going to be an emotional win, just like with everything that piled up.
Like, it's going to be like a whole milestone just set up. Like,
he won in three different teams.
There are three different teams. There's going to be a GOAT talk. And then not only that,
that's
but the Lakers
talk.
Will also have tied the Boston Celtics for the most championships ever in a team.
That's going to be huge. I think that's GOAT talk. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's already saying that he's better than Michael Jordan.
He just needs to win the Lakers. That just proves it.
Just solidifies it.
Yeah.
There's like so many reasons why people like will bring up why Michael Jordan's better and why LeBron's better.
I think he's good and all, but like, he didn't win in the Wizards, so he can't be the greatest if he can't switch teams and win, you know?
Which player do you think will like pop off next year, do you think?
Next year, Doncic. I think he's going to get MVP in the
next
five.
That's a no-brainer, yeah.
I think
wild, bro. He was 17 years old.
The fact that he's not even in his prime yet is so scary.
He's like a year older than me. Or yeah, 2 years older than me, sorry.
Yeah.
And he's just going crazy, bro. He was like off a tweaked ankle. He made a game winner in the playoffs.
Like, he was like really mad. Who are they playing? Clippers?
No. Wait, yeah, you're right. The Clippers.
That's pretty tough, but they hit a game winner on Paul George.
No. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm tripping. The Rockets. Yeah, because I remember how Westbrook, like, he had a hard
time. I don't know why, but I remember Doncic, like, draining a three on Paul George.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah, that's where, like, the whole meme started of people hitting game winners on Paul George's face. That was a really good shot.
He's done that so many times. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
He's done that, like, a lot of times.
Dude, and on Paul, like, so poor Paul George, man.
Yeah, that's like
he's getting so much hate right now because ever since I know he regrets calling himself Playoff P.
The Lillard shot that dismantled the whole Lillard OKC.
Shot, Devin Booker shot.
Oh yeah, that's Luka the one where Doncic. He fell on the ground.
Yeah.
Three
yeah.
different people. Oh, that sucks.
That's not even where it stopped. There's
a few more.
People,
yeah.
Way more people.
Yeah. That sucks.
And then that game seven, man.
I'm sure he's a good defender and all, but at the, you know, when everyone's watching you, when the clips start going around, it doesn't look good for you.
He just choked. Like, he said it wasn't, like, a confidence thing.
Honestly, like, that was good defense on Booker. I'm not even going to lie. That's a hard shot to
hit. Oh,
yeah,
he was in his face.
That's a hard, that was, there's nothing better he
could do. Same thing with Damian Lillard.
There's nothing, no, Damian had some space, I feel like.
Because, like, the way he didn't expect him to, like, shoot from there, that's why.
Yeah.
So, like. That was
he shoots
wild.
From there all the time.
That, like, yeah. solidified, like, the start of the whole Damian taking over everything.
Oh, yeah, Damian. I don't know where the comments of, like, better than Curry came from. That's stupid. That's really dumb. Like, I'm sorry, like.
He's caught up, though. Like,
he's definitely up there, I'm not going to lie, but no one's a better shooter than Steph Curry. I'm sorry.
Steph Curry had 38% field goal from shooting, like, 30-plus feet.
Right, but he's not playing right now. So.
And Dame had, like, 36, 37.
But he had the, you know, there's less superstars on that team. Because Curry has to pass Durant and stuff. So his numbers did dip after 2016. And Lillard, he's the best player on the team.
You know why else, like, people say that LeBron is most likely better than Jordan? Can you guess how many games in a row? All right, let's start with Kobe.
Yeah.
How many games in a row do you think that he had double-digit games?
A lot. Kobe, I remember.
Like, in a row. I'm talking, like in a row, like a streak.
Easily, like, half a season. I'd say 20 games, 30 games.
211 games, he did not score less than 10 points. And then, you know how many Michael Jordan had? He had, no, let's start with James Harden. James Harden, 345.
Yeah.
He already, like, blew Kobe out of the water. Player. Yeah. And then Michael Jordan, 560 or something.
Of just, I mean, yeah, okay, so you mean, like, you could hit 10 points and then you'd be.
Yeah, good. He did not, like, he went two straight seasons, like, no less than 10 points. And now LeBron, 940.
But didn't he sit out for a bunch of games, like, last year?
That's because he had a groin injury.
They don't count.
No,
he has to be on the floor.
Yeah,
he has then to, it counts.
Like, he did like break it. Like, he scored like 5 or 9 points in like one of the games in the playoffs. So, like, but he currently holds, like, he's way above everybody.
Like, Doncic could beat that career wise.
You think so?
I mean, he started off MVP level.
Yeah, he was 17 years old and he had to guard
Kobe,
Westbrook, MVP Westbrook, and he
held his own.
He did not do good. And then, next thing you know, Rockets Westbrook, he was having such a hard time guarding a 20-year-old Luka.
Yeah.
Like, because he was coming off of being in the EuroLeague
wasn't a EuroLeague MVP?
EuroLeague MVP, EuroLeague champion, all kinds of, like, milestones in the EuroLeague. And the EuroLeague is, like, almost as, if not more aggressive than the NBA because, like, it's the whole world.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, in America, even though we do, like, kill everybody in the Olympics. So,
oh, yeah. I feel like they've never lost. USA.
No, Australia's beaten us.
Really? Oh, with, like, Ben Simmons? Last time.
There's Ben Simmons, Andrew Bogut.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's still, like, NBA players. You know what I mean?
That's all they had, though. And you had the whole team. You had to go up against, like,
LeBron and
LeBron
stuff.
Wasn't there. Because nobody.
Because they took a break because
it takes
a lot of energy.
They all just
out.
Said no because Kobe wasn't there.
Oh, so,
like,
for real.
Like, they didn't want to do it. So, like, it was, like, their best player was Carmelo Anthony.
Hey, but Bogut's a good piece. I'm not going to lie. Like, you remember that. Like,
dude, yeah, you were right, though. Like,
he's
he put him. I think he was a better piece than DeMarcus Cousins.
Like, him and the Warriors, like, there's something about him that's just different. Like, he may not be as, like, he can't, like, shoot threes and stuff, but just his presence is just better. There's,
like, his role was
his,
a lot
yeah,
more
his role meant a lot. And then what was that white guy in the Warriors? He looks like Doncic. Like, David Lee. He was a good presence, too.
Oh, dude.
I forget. He retired, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
I forgot what happened to him.
But you think he was, like, a good piece?
Yeah. That whole 14-15, it was like pure draft Warriors. They were good.
Yeah.
Not to be a bandwagon or anything, but they were good.
Moving to present times, though, in the NBA, bro, I think the Lakers are in a really good spot. Shout out to all the Laker fans out there. Laker
yeah, I know fan. A few. John Ahorro, all you guys, Saif Ali, Tahsin Azad, you guys were straight Lakers fans when they were garbage, man. Bro.
Yeah, man. Those people know when Byron Scott was our coach and our best player was like a rookie, D'Angelo Russell, man. Those were tough times. Tough times. And like... Now, I think the only thing we're missing is, like, we need that third guy right now. We need someone other than LeBron and AD to step up because we can't just have the whole season just them two just taking everything over. Like, it's fine. It's working so far.
David Lee, he retired. I just Googled that. Yeah, that's crazy. He was only, like, 35. That's oh, really? Kind of old, but.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess.
He ended up off with the championship, so it's a good note to leave on. But, yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah. So, yeah.
NBA's crazy.
Yeah, dude. So, like. We just need that third guy right now. Rondo stepped up.
You good? There's a lot of movement, bro. You good?
Yeah, I'm just drinking water.
Oh, okay.
Bro, he's vibing,
right? Okay, he's vibing. Yeah.
Is that mic working or no?
I don't know, to be honest.
I forgot how I turned it on.
I can't hear you.
No.
How do you turn it on?
It's the back thing right there. The back of the microphone. Not the recorder. Yeah, something there. I forgot what I did.
Forgot what you did?
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but
You guys keep talking.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with my thing, but yeah.
So, yeah, dude. How do you think the Spurs are going to end up being, though?
In a few years, they'll be fine. But right now, it's you got to go through the bad time.
I don't know why they traded to the Raptors. I don't think DeRozan was a good pickup.
He was all right, but we could have done better. He was definitely not equal to Kawhi, though.
Oh, yeah. Kawhi definitely did way more than DeRozan ever did on the Raptors. Like obviously
he won,
you can tell.
Man. He won.
He did it all. And now everyone was like, yo, if Kawhi can do it there, you can do it anywhere. And now everyone's like, don't ever compare Kawhi to LeBron ever again just because he lost that game set.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do you think Jokic is the best center in the league right now?
No.
Really?
What is Davis a power forward or center?
Who?
Davis. Anthony Davis.
He's a power forward.
He could play center, but he's not. Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't really like embrace the role of center as much as he
Let
does
Let me see my
forward.
Options real quick.
I think if you put Karl-Anthony Towns on that team, I think he could have done more. Because Jokic, despite like the offensive juggernaut he is.
Embiid's pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at this
list
right now.
Nobody's really giving Embiid the respect he deserves because he just got sweeped.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list, and you're right, man. I think Jokic is like the only thing popping right now.
Nikola Vucevic is underrated.
I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Jokic or Vucevic, but they had a crazy injury where like they totally like had their
Jonathan Isaac.
No, it was like they had their whole MCL like just gone.
Yeah, because so the whole team, you know, when the national anthem was playing,
yeah,
all the teams they kneeled. And the only person that did not kneel was Jonathan Isaac. And he was standing for the national anthem. Because he said that even though all this backlash on brutality of cops is going on, he said that it's more of a religious thing for him. Because he stands up not just for the country, but he also stands up to Jesus Christ. Which is what he said. And then next thing you know, that same exact game, he tore his MCL and his knee was just done. And he got so much hate.
It was
so much hate.
I'm so dumb. I'm so racist. It was Yusuf Nurkic.
Nurkic. Oh, dude.
That injury was absolutely like
he bounced back though.
Yeah.
You saw that? That is
scary to watch. Did you see that?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
They're probably gonna show slow-mo.
I knew about it.
Yeah, I mean,
but, dude. Yeah, man. It was great to see him back though, and like he was like. It didn't really faze him that much because he was still balling up. Like, he had, like, a double-double in the first quarter when we were playing against the Lakers. That's empty.
Yeah, I know it's empty, but I'm just saying, if you guys want to sponsor me, you guys can.
No. My friend actually, like, he took a picture on Instagram. He's like, always got that yerba on me. And then Yerba Mate hit him up.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, you want to be an ambassador for us? We'll, like, send you, like, free yerba.
Yeah, you know what we should have had right here? Alchemist Organic. Or
Esson.
Shout out Esson.
That's crazy.
He should be here one day.
I saw that. Yeah, I want to try it.
I want to try it too.
I want to try it. Looks
good.
He's trapping with that, bro. He's the plug.
Going hard.
He's the plug. Yeah, I want to see. I want to see if that's as good as he says it is.
Yeah.
It looks dope.
It looks natural and pretty good.
Healthy, yeah. Looks dope.
But yeah, I should get paid for that, man. Dude, Joe Rogan would have got paid like a million.
They'll pay you. They're not going to pay you money. They'll pay you in yerba mate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. And this is expensive. This is like $4, bro.
This is $4. I'll at them on Instagram.
Go for it, bro. Go for it. Let's see what you can do.
Let's see what I can do. Yeah.
You don't even drink this, though.
No, I don't.
This is like, I fell in love with this because before all the Corona stuff, like I had a water polo like practice and I just drank a whole can of this.
You had a lot on your plate.
Dude, it was a busy year for me last fall. And I was going crazy, bro. I scored like 8 goals in a row.
Yeah.
And all that in water practice, dude. Water polo. Bro, it was, I mean, I'd say because I'm a lefty, so like, because lefties are like harder to guard in water polo.
I've known this guy for 10 years. You didn't probably know more. That. You did not know. I did not know that.
Are you serious?
That just caught me off guard.
Are you serious?
Because every time we play NBA, or every time we play basketball, like at a rec center or something, you look like you shoot like me. You know, not yeah. like, you know, like.
I
you.
Use both my hands. I don't like, now I like, I rely on my.
I was hand. Completely unaware of that fact. What about you? That's are crazy. You are you right-handed, left-handed?
Right. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
I never knew that. And I feel like I've seen you right before, and it was like with this hand. Really?
It's always been left. Really? Always been left.
I've known you since so long. I've
more than 10 years.
More probably 15, honestly. But yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. I never
look at that. I told you, bro. It's podcast. Always learning
new things, man.
But yeah, so lefties, since they're like rare in water polo, they're harder to guard. Ooh. So like it wasn't as hard as for me to like, yeah, basically that's like a plus. So like I was just chucking that ball, bro, and it was crazy, and like this thing put me on my A game.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we better get paid.
Yo, what's the deal?
Yeah, well, what's the deal, man? We better get paid.
I would love getting free herbs though. That'd be dope.
Hey guys, if you want free
herbs,
go to
a lot of money on your
gayaki.com/courtesyflush.
They like really tax you, dude. Like if you win a 12 pack of these, I searched on Amazon, it's $60.
That's a lot, man. It's a lot. There's a lot of free water here. Did you take advantage of it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's awesome. We all did.
Yes, sir.
It's a hot day. Walking here, it was pretty hot. You guys were all in your like, AC cars, Mercedes, BMWs.
Why is September like the hottest month of the year, dude, in LA?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's elevated because of just like the climate right now.
Oh, and the fires and everything.
Yeah, it didn't feel good coming here, walking here, but it's cool.
July and June, it was hot, but
yeah, it felt like painful walking. I don't know. I was like sweating. It was humid.
Yeah, like this guy, like he like literally cracked an egg on the street and it started boiling.
What?
I'm serious.
In LA.
I'm serious.
You're bullshitting. No way, man.
I'm not kidding. It was in the valley, so like it was like 115.
Death Valley hit like record levels this year, right, or something? Yeah,
it's the hottest it's been in a while.
You could probably die in Death Valley without water. You have to like drink water like every 30 minutes, huh?
Even like, then, like if you're just walking and you're drinking like tons of water, you could get bloated and it can be bad for you.
Dude, that's...
That's why you got to pace yourself. You
could probably buy a mansion there for like $40.
Death Valley? Who's going to want to live in Death Valley?
Yeah, that's why. That's why I'm assuming like it'd be super, super cheap.
I thought it was just like straight desert. I didn't think it was like actually a
town. That'd be a really good place to put solar panels.
Undertaker's from Death Valley.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he's like, nobody knows.
Like, yeah. Why doesn't like Elon create like a whole solar panel thing to start charge superchargers? That'd be really smart. You got all the sun you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Elon's like, he's always got something on the back of his head, man.
That he made us a lot of money, so
really,
yeah.
Didn't the stock go down because of that?
I sold at a good point, so
oh, okay,
yeah. That was a split. I mean, the value was still there, but you can buy it from cheap. He was the one that told me about it, actually.
About wait, what?
He was the one that made me buy Tesla stocks at like
oh really
$300 or something.
He put you on.
He did.
Yeah, that was smart.
I mean, it was my idea, but I didn't have the resources to get it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. That's it was dope. Thank you, Elon. Like I realized, like you could use your knowledge of just like general stuff to make a lot of money with stocks. Like I think if you invest in like Sony or PlayStation,
like,
right now.
My cousin's like a very big like investor into stuff. He's like, you know, it's cool. Like you know, Robinhood, right? Does that what you invest in?
Yeah, that's what he said. Like, I mean, yeah. it's simple.
He's like, you know? It's good to like rely on Robinhood, but he said don't become a Robinhooder. Like that was like a term. For them, I didn't know that it was different. Then I really gotta like improve my knowledge on this kind of stuff because I didn't know there was like a whole.
Yeah, there's like day trading. I mean, yeah, I'm trying to take it simple. I'm not like, you know, trying to go crazy with it, but yeah, it's really good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with your own knowledge, man. Like body armor, like PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Yeah, buying stocks for that would be.
Are you going to buy the PlayStation 5?
I will eventually, but not at launch.
Lakers are winning. Let's go.
Yeah. All right, for sure, man.
But I don't know. I'm going to wait a few months, though, because it's already sold out for pre-orders.
Yeah, I mean, this has had a lot of hype, and, like, with Hypebeast culture, they're treating it like a Hypebeast item.
You know? Really? Like, it's like a different kind of vibe?
Yeah, like it wasn't like this before. I don't know. Like, being nerdy is, like, acceptable now. I remember back then, like, all the cool kids were like, oh, this kid got a PS4 day one.
How are you going to be a cool kid when you're stuck at home all day? Exactly. Like, everyone's got to go with that vibe now, being nerds, watching anime.
Everyone went from I hate Call of Duty to I love Warzone during quarantine. I never played.
Everyone's like, if you just play Warzone and not Call of Duty, you're whack.
You were that guy for a bit.
I was that guy, yeah. And then I don't know.
I had Modern Warfare for a bit, and what happened was that I completely, like, I just kind of dropped it and really play that much. But because of COVID, I had the time to, like, you know, jump back on it. And I was just addicted for a really long time.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that dopamine hit when you win a Warzone game is something different, bro.
Yeah, I have not won a Warzone game yet.
What?
I
felt like we did before. No?
We were close, best believe, but... I never got, like, people...
Yeah, we were like the Clippers then.
Oh, yeah.
We're close.
Just choking.
Reggie Miller.
Yeah. That was iconic.
Shout out Reggie. I feel like when I was a kid, when I was watching, like, shooting tutorials or something on YouTube, we've all been there, I feel like, right?
For free throws?
No, just shooting. Just shooting. Like...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We all just, like...
There's a guy on YouTube called Swish Doctor, and he had, like, Reggie Miller on there, and I was just watching that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on Reggie Miller. It was really good.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even now, I think he's pretty funny. Like, I forgot he was, like, a commentator or something for a bit.
He's still considered, like, one of the most controversial players, though, after what he did.
What'd he do?
He was the biggest trash talker. You didn't know that? Like, one of the biggest trash talkers in the NBA. Like, he would affect people's, like, stats, like, moving forward. Just not, like, Michael Jordan did the same thing, but Reggie Miller was a different breed when it came to that. So... When Michael Jordan retired, you know, Reggie Miller was the one who stepped up to the plate. And I don't know if he won the championship, but I remember a very big moment was when Patrick Ewing missed that game-winning layup. And it just, he couldn't live that down.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. Yeah, I didn't know that about Reggie Miller. I thought he was just like a dope shooter. Huh? Like, because I think he's like top five.
9 points in 8 seconds, or I might have.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking about McGrady. Yeah, I remember that.
No, McGrady was 13 points in 30 seconds. That was against your team,
That was against Spurs. That was against the Spurs. At
Popovich
the peak.
Was not having it.
That was at the peak of the
I don't know how he went.
I'm not even going to lie. That's probably one of the top NBA moments ever. Like, I'm a Spurs fan, but holy shit. This guy
After
made...
After that, man, nobody really...
He won.
It was just one guy. One guy did the whole thing.
He made, like, a few four-point plays in there.
Two three-pointers. Like, he just did not miss. That's why
Tim Duncan missed that free throw, though.
Really?
I love you, Tim Duncan. I don't know if you're watching this.
Can't be doing that. Oh, yeah. What's up, Tim?
What's up, Tim Duncan? But, like, yeah, I love you, Tim Duncan. You're the greatest power forward ever. But, bro, you missed that free throw. Come on, dog.
Man, like, that's why Kobe said, like, the hardest player he's had to go up against was Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady went crazy, dog.
Tracy McGreatness, man.
That was... I just can't even fathom that. Like, if you're down 13 points, this guy was like, we're going to win this game. Under a minute. What the fuck?
30 seconds. Yeah. 35. Or 30. I'm not sure. But, yeah, man.
Good for McGrady. Hope he's doing good. He's probably.
He's not. He's making moves.
Yeah, he's making moves. Everyone becomes like a businessman except like Allen Iverson.
I don't know how he messed all that
up,
bro.
No, I mean, it was just a lot of people in his life. But
legal issues and stuff like
he
that.
He can easily sign a contract with like New Balance or something.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he can figure it out.
He's still chill. He's like pulling up courtside seats and stuff.
I think he gets that for free. He doesn't pay for those.
Yeah.
Like that one guy in the Raptors, the Indian Punjabi sick guy.
Oh, Nav Bhatia. That's
my guy. Dude. He must have been so happy that day when they won.
Bro.
I didn't watch a documentary, but there was like a YouTube video of him.
I saw like a sign next to him. There was an Indian guy. He was like, he held up a sign when the Raptors and the Warriors were in the finals. He held up a sign that said, I'm Indian and even I don't like curry.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
Man, Nav Bhatia, man, what a great guy. What a beautiful human being. That's the most loyal fan I've ever seen.
Nobody knew about him until that moment.
Yeah, that's the most loyal Raptors fan ever. Because I always just saw him, like, every time at courtside. You can just find him. That was like a little Easter egg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I did. I saw him too. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't pull up to the away games though.
Yeah, I mean that's all the way in Oakland, buddy. Canadian visa or something.
That's what sucks, bro. You need a visa to get into America if you're a Canadian citizen.
Yeah.
You don't need a visa to go to Canada if you're American. It's wild.
Wait, let me process that.
No, yeah.
Yeah, because that sounded like a man. If you don't want to think about things like that, don't think about it. Who said that? A Boogie with a hoodie, right?
Sometimes you want to think about
things, how you don't want to think about things.
How you don't want to think
and
about
then
things.
Then he paused, and I was gonna buy it, and then I didn't.
Like my friend's like a really big A Boogie fan, and he was like, "Hey, I don't know what he's saying, but he's speaking facts."
It
though.
Sounded legit.
Like he had something, but I don't know. I'm gonna
said that better. I'm gonna send it to Hassan right now, but that it sounded super profound.
Yeah.
I've heard a few of his songs. He's actually a good artist, you know. He popped.
Yeah. So like, wait, this is like, was Theo Von actually in this studio?
I heard he was. Yeah.
Really?
So he was like right here.
Oh wow! So we're like basically.
Because Ari Manis, he's been on tour with them a couple times, and I think they're good friends and stuff.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. Good for Ari.
Get to that point at one point, bro.
I will.
At that Theo Von level. I didn't even know who he was until like one of my high school teammates.
Hey, yeah, check your Instagram. But yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, one of my friends was on his pod, and it was nice.
Oh yeah, the nice. Gun guy.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The gun guy.
I think you told me before, but yeah, it was like the gun guy. The
yeah, that guy's a real like
firearm guy.
That guy's really like a real. He's trying to be like go professional with it. I think like just with his knowledge on it or something like that. But yeah, good for him, man.
Yeah, Theo Von, man. Wow, he's good. Like, I mean, I haven't really heard of his stand-up that much, to be honest. I've only heard the podcast he's in. But yeah, he's good from what I've seen. More chill than I expected.
I only watched his pod with Bill Burr and Bobby Lee. Like, Bobby Lee was the one who put me on podcasts.
You ever?
Yeah, I saw that one clip.
Oh, the viral one.
The viral one, yeah, with the fighter and the kid where he was, like, talking about how he got molested.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Brandon Schwab laughed. And then he's like, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say that again and try not to laugh. And
he's like, if you laugh, I'm going to leave. I'm out of here. And he was like, he's just like, on a summer day, I was brutal.
Okay, he added a lot of bullshit to that.
He was really, like, trying to make him go crazy.
He was throwing curveballs.
So that's why I was like, bro, this guy is funny, man. I think I'm going to watch. Because I first saw him on The Dictator. That's where Sacha Baron Cohen. And he talked about, like, I was literally listening to that podcast of how he talked about when he was in the movie on the way here. And he was just like, he had to do a table read for it. But, like, he was 90% chance he wasn't going to get the part.
Really?
90% chance. Yeah, because it was just a table read. It wasn't, like, a straight-up audition.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, an audience for it and everything. And then the guy, he was reading his lines, and the director or someone was like, stop, let's give him the part.
Whoa.
And he started crying because he talked about how, like, he was always so used to taking L's. And, like, he finally was like, now I finally get to experience what a win is like.
He took a lot of dubs in the past few years at the Comedy Store. He took a lot of dubs.
Definitely. I think he's good one for of them. Him. He's definitely underrated.
Definitely underrated,
yeah. Joe Rogan even said, like, he's literally the funniest comedian who's never had a special.
Yeah.
And he's always, that's his problem.
He's funny outside of comedy. Like, he's just funny around his friends, too.
That's why I relate to him a little bit, because his problem is that he can do so much with the talent he has.
He just hasn't applied it.
He's just lazy at the end of the day. He's always waking up at 4 in the afternoon, play some Warzone, and just he's like a 50-year-old kid, bro. But, like, I love him, bro.
I love him.
Yeah. I've it's always super relatable. If I made him, bro, it's going to be a dream come true, bro.
It's possible.
I would love to have a we're probably not that far from him. I would love to have a conversation with him about, like, all this kinds of stuff, because he's truly, like, an inspiration despite all the crazy stuff he's done.
Yeah. What a great guy. All right.
Who do you look up to most? Just Fahim?
Fahim's a great guy. Russell Peters is a great guy.
Russell Peters.
But
dude.
Joe Rogan, he's just inspiration, right? He's inspiring everybody.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one he's inspiring. Yeah. Especially when it comes to this kind of stuff.
This kind of stuff. I would not have done this without Rogan.
He's got a lot of crazy stuff on his plate, man.
Yeah, got a lot.
Big moves.
Yeah. So
I didn't even know he like was a commentator for the UFC.
No, he does a lot.
I did not know that.
He has a whole UFC, Fear Factor, podcast, comedy. I remember him. He was just the guy on Fear Factor. Do you remember that, Hassan?
Yeah.
He was just the guy. He was the host of Fear Factor. I remember that. He was the guy like
that's
holding
like where he
tarantulas.
Started, right?
Huh?
That's where he started. Right?
Yeah, that's where he got most of his fame. But no one expected him to like
pop off like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's great. He put out like 1,600 episodes. So good for him. That's a lot of hard work.
Definitely, bro. That's why, dude.
Yeah, man. You just got to keep going. You got to keep working. That's the lesson of this podcast. You just got to keep doing what you're doing and keep going at it, you know?
That's the problem with most people. It's like you could be like the most talented person alive, but if you don't keep consistency in your agenda, I don't think you're going to go anywhere because right now it's tough to like do anything.
Yeah.
You could be, there's people like Bobby Lee talked about how he has a friend who's been grinding in comedy for 50 years. Or, no, sorry, 15 years. I'm tripping.
It's like, okay, 15 if you aren't years. Making it now, you might want to pull the curtains on that. 15
years, and this man, he doesn't even have a blue check on his Instagram. Like, his niece, Bobby Lee's niece, has more followers than he does.
That's just because Instagram, if you're attractive, you have more followers.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, but that's crazy, dude.
Yeah,
like,
man.
It's a cutthroat industry.
It is a cutthroat industry, but a lot of people get out. Like, Andrew Schultz. Going back to him full circle, like, good for him. Like, even though Netflix isn't giving him a chance right now during COVID, he's like the only guy popping.
I don't think he should stop at comedy. I think he's going to be the next Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon?
Because like, he's going to be a more real.
I don't think the world's going to allow that. Because, like, have you seen the. Hey, turn your phone. Let me show you something. That's like, it's too real for live television. Like
political?
Yeah, it's like he doesn't hold back, you know.
No, but he's saying some real stuff though.
Yeah, like he's better. I think he's better than Fallon and Kimmel and all them
because he's actually talking about real life issues. Like, yeah, Jimmy and Fallon's out here just talking to Nicki Minaj about like, oh,
he sugarcoats it a bit. They all sugarcoat it because they have to, and that's the thing. Like, they have bosses. Jimmy Kimmel has a boss. Andrew Schultz doesn't have a boss.
People don't realize that the news that we're getting, they're also getting. So, like, whatever we know, if we're looking into it, they know exactly that much.
Yeah, Andrew Schultz, he's not some top-level researcher.
He's just a guy. He's just putting, like, a good, like, laughing factor on it.
Yeah, he makes a lot of jokes about pretty heavy stuff. He's been a highlight for comedy in 2020. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, he's definitely, I think, since Joe Rogan's gone, he's going to step up to the plate. Yeah. I mean, if he wants, I don't know. I feel like he can make a lot of bigger things happen.
Have you ever been to the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. It's pretty legendary.
Have you met anybody who's like the most famous person you've met?
You know that chef? The
Gordon?
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Because I used to work at the beach at Will Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, I saw David Hasselhoff.
Oh, man. David. I haven't heard that name in so long.
I haven't heard that in a minute.
He was a dick.
David Hasselhoff?
Really?
Yeah, he was a dick. You're supposed to pay money to park there, right? But this dude, he was straight.
Oh, he was like on that celebrity vibe, like no. Yeah, you do know who I am?
Like, he was all like, oh yeah, I'm gonna pay. I'm like, why not, bro? And then so I acted like I didn't know, and I think that got him like.
You knew who he was, and like you knew.
I was acting like I don't know who you are.
They hate that.
Yeah, you can't like put like a exclusivity on him just because he's famous.
Exactly. So he's all like, do you know who I am? Like. No, man.
Okay. You can be the president, bro. Just give me the money, bro. Yeah, you can afford it.
It's just chump change for him, you know?
And exactly.
Then, and then he's all like, yeah, I run this beach, you know? Like, you know Baywatch? I'm like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
He really brought...
He like, brought a Baywatch?
I did not expect him to be a person like that,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no, he pulled it out, and then he's all like, oh, fuck this. I'm not going to pay. And then he left. And then what happens, like, a few hours, there's, like, ticket people, right? Uh-huh. So I told him, I'm like, hey, this car... this license plate, go get him, you know. And I think he got a ticket, but I don't know. But then going back to Gordon Ramsay, that dude is super chill.
He's like, even though he has like a mean presence on the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
super chill. Like he goes, I think on every, like, I remember going every Sunday and seeing him. And he's just biking all over the boardwalk.
Yeah, he's just making TikToks now.
Yeah.
Like, reviewing other people's foods and stuff. Like, that's an idiot sandwich. That is not a sandwich.
There's a lot of memes about him, yeah.
Dude, yeah, bro. He's crazy, dude. I watch his, he has, like, a bunch of shows on Hulu, like Hell's Kitchen, Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He went hard on television, like last decade.
Man, dude, he's a big protege.
But yeah, man, I don't know if you noticed, but we started at like 4:30. It's 6:30 now.
Holy.
This is how time flies with Joe Rogan.
Holy.
So we got to end it off right now.
Think so.
Because I got a lot of editing to do. I don't know about the voice crack.
For sure. You don't know. You do know.
Yeah, it's buried in there, so I can't even find it anymore.
It's fine, dude.
But. Where
is it? Oh, damn. 1:38. Perfect.
Yeah, so what we. Any final thoughts? What do you want to say? Like, first studio experience?
I think that this is like the first of many. I think we should
there's
I'm
a lot more
I'm
coming.
Looking forward to your next guest, whoever you're going to have next
month.
And like, I definitely think that next time we're gonna bring more energy, and like, we're just gonna
get better at this. We're getting used to this.
I think we're off to a good start, though.
Yeah, I think we're off to a
good start with whatever we got going on, man.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, man, just keep it going. You know, consistency is key.
Consistency is key, man.
That's what we're gonna take from this.
Hell yeah! You want to plug your Instagram or anything? I'll probably put it in the description.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just put it in the description. It's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah,
guys, this was the first audio podcast.
Shout out to Ari.
Shout out to Ari Manis, man. Ari. Yeah. He is probably listening to this. Hopefully, wouldn't mess up your studio too much. Thank you.
Sorry if
we will be back soon. I'm probably gonna be back next month.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, dude. Yeah, just keep it going, man.
Keep it going.
Now you got the perfect place and everything.
Perfect. This is. More than I would ever need, actually.
Of course.
Hella cameras, hella good equipment.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Ari Manis. Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. If you guys made it all the way, I think it's like 2 hours. And I hope you guys are having a great day. Thank you for listening to the first audio and video podcast. And stay courtesy flushing.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're good. Peace out. Wow, that was dope.
Thank God we're alive. Allah Akbar, homie.
Yeah.